The Lamars and Owens Fire Departments responded to a tractor that had caught on fire Friday afternoon. That call came in at around 3:20 p.m. with the tractor located on County Road K64, just south of 240th Street, or approximately 9 miles southeast of Lamars. The tractor was a 2019 Case IH-150 owned and operated by Tony Schrader. Schrader was mowing at the time that the fire started, and he explains what had happened.
Well, all of a sudden I just lost power, and I looked at the dash, and the alarm started going, and it derated, and it come to a halt and stop. And I got out to look, and I had a fire up under the cab already then. So.
And by the time that the fire departments arrived, it was fully engulfed then?
Yep. It's toast. It's completely gone. They said a hydraulic line blew up under the cab, so that's what was the cause of it.
Thick black smoke could be seen for several miles as fire departments rushed to the scene. Schrader says that the tractor was less than a year old.
It was a 150 Maxim Case IH, less than a year old.
So not too many hours on the tractor then?
No, it was just basically used in the yard, so it doesn't get many hours in the yard.
The Case IH tractor was listed as a total loss, including the attached mower and front end loader.
So there's nothing left of the tractor. The bucket, you can see, sustained some damage from the heat and everything, warped it. And the mower I had on the back side of it there to mow with, that's completely gone too. The canvas on top and everything's all melted away. And I'm sure the gearboxes, the seals are all gone. It was a pretty big flame.
Schrader says that he considers himself fortunate to have escaped injury. Photos of that fire can be viewed on the KLEM website. The Plymouth County Sheriff's Office is reporting that at around 3:15 a.m. Friday morning, a deputy attempted a traffic stop on a 1995 Pontiac Firebird. That vehicle failed to stop and fled the deputy in and around the Lamars area. The Lamars Police Department assisted with the chase that covered about 6 miles and ended at the 35,000 block of County Road C-30 just east of Lamars when the vehicle had gone into the ditch. At that time, the driver fled on foot into a cornfield. Additional units were dispatched, including the Lamars Fire and Rescue Department, to provide lighting. The Iowa State Patrol also assisted with additional manpower. A search within the area was conducted on foot and with a canine dog. After about an hour, the search was terminated. At approximately 8:45 a.m. on Friday morning, a suspect was located by the Lamars Police Department in the 600 block of 4th Avenue Northeast. 35-year-old Chase Kunkel of Lamars was taken into custody by the officer and turned over to the sheriff's office for charging. During the arrest, Kunkel was found to be in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia for the third offense. He was taken to the Plymouth County Jail and booked on the following charges, including driving while barred, which is an aggravated misdemeanor, eluding, aggravated misdemeanor, possession of methamphetamine on the third offense, which is a Class D felony, and possession of drug paraphernalia, a simple misdemeanor. There may be a solution to vandals that have spray-painted graffiti on many monuments, memorials, buildings, and other structures across the nation, including here in Iowa, and it comes from The Farm. A company based at Brooklyn, Iowa, has developed a product that removes graffiti paint from nearly any surface, including porous surfaces such as brick and concrete. Jeff Gard is with the Natural Soy Products and says that their product is environmentally friendly, biodegradable, and is derived from soybean oil.
Product is actually it's byproduct of soybean with methyl esters and several other proprietary ingredients mixed in. It's 100% eco-friendly, environmentally friendly product. Does not have any adverse side effects on the environment or the user either. What it is it's just simple spray-on product. What it does, it's very effective. It's not caustic. They spray it on. The user either sprays it on. They can, you know, depending on the surface, they can either wipe it off with a rag or, you know, towel or whatever. I know several places right now that are using our product are spraying it on, letting it sit for 10, 15, 20 minutes, and they're using a high-pressure sprayer to take it off.
Gard says that his company recently sent some bulk volume product to Iowa City and the University of Iowa to be used to remove recent graffiti.
The city of Iowa City, a couple of weeks ago, with all the situation going on there, has purchased a pretty good substantial amount of the street department has purchased quite a bit of product, and that's what they're doing, is they're going around and cleaning up all the graffiti that's been hit and tagged on all the local municipalities and the statues and everything. And they actually just Monday picked up another 25 or 30 gallons of it to use on their situations. Another, you know, along with that, the University of Iowa, which has also been hit with a lot of the graffiti, they are using the product right now. They picked up a small amount of it earlier this week, and they're using it.
Besides the graffiti remover, Gard says that soybean oil is also used for many industrial products.
Well, with us, what we do is we've got a whole line of products that we produce. We've got several that are a little more popular than others, but a lot of it is used with soy oil. We have a wood sealer that is a very good product. We have a couple different concrete sealers. We've got a concrete sealer. You can use it on paving blocks. You can use it on patio. You can use it on driveway sidewalks, all that stuff, and it creates barriers so that the water doesn't seep down into it. We've also got one that was developed by the University of Indiana by one of the leading authoritarians in concrete in this country, and it's a product that we're now selling and we produce, but it was originally developed for applying to joints on highways and roads instead of using caulking and tar.
Other industrial products derived from the soybean oil include a paint stripper, adhesive remover, concrete cleaner, and even an asphalt release agent. He says his graffiti remover product has been sent to Los Angeles to be used on the L.A. Post Office as well as the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And for a complete listing of the products, you can go to their website at www.naturalsoyproducts.com. A new state law will force the top election official in the state government to get legislators' permission to mail Iowans an absentee ballot request form. GOP Secretary of State Paul Pate mailed every Iowan a form this spring. A record number of Iowans filled it out, mailed it to their county auditor, and got an absentee ballot for the June 2nd primary. Some Republican lawmakers say that Pate exceeded his authority. The new law forces Pate and all future secretaries of state to get permission from the Legislative Council for a mailing like that in the future. Democrats criticized the bill as a voter suppression measure. The law also prohibits county election officials from reducing the number of polling places on Election Day by more than 35%. Some county auditors dramatically reduced precinct locations for the June primary due to the pandemic.